My name's Pilar Schiavo, Assembly Member for District 40, Santa Clarita in the Northwest San Fernando Valley. I am so excited to be here today to share Assembly Bill 2999, which is our Healthy Homework Act. This bill really came from an idea from my daughter. And what seemed like kind of a joke when we were driving home from school, and I was running for office at the time, and she asked, you know, would I be able to do? I told her I'd get to make laws if I get elected. And she said, can you ban homework? And I know that's every probably fourth grader's dream, and maybe sixth grader too, since she's in sixth grade now. But, you know, while AB 2999 definitely does not ban homework, I think it starts with it is a really important conversation for us to be more intentional around homework and really consider important things that are impacting kids, especially when we are in the middle of a mental health crisis amongst our students. We have to think about all the ways in which stress is impacting kids, and any kid you talk to will talk about the stress that homework puts on them. And so this bill really aims to have local control for school boards to develop their own policies around homework, but they have to also consider impacts to mental health, impacts to physical health, impacts on equity and for students with learning disabilities. You know, we think that all of these things need to be considered when we're coming up with homework policies. And I actually wanted to do this bill last year, but I just didn't have time being just elected. But I've spent the last year talking to every single teacher and parent and student that I can talk to and administrator to get their thoughts on homework. And I have been hard pressed to find teachers who love homework. And I definitely am hard pressed to find students who love homework. But I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I know everyone really wants to make sure that we are supporting a whole child and learning that is equitable and healthy for our children, and that it's things that actually work. You know, there's a lot of research, which our expert will talk about in a little bit, that shows that especially in lower levels, homework doesn't really have an impact. And so why are we stressing kids out about something that's not really making an impact in their education? You know, I talked to a mental health worker that I wanted to share, because she works in the schools every day, and she said that she's spending so much of her time negotiating with parents and teachers and administrators around homework and issues, you know, that are being raised around homework. And instead of supporting students who are having mental health crisis, which is her job, you know, that she's being pulled away from it to work around homework issues. I spoke to another woman who leads an organization that does work in the schools around mental health, and she said that she's seeing parents who are so stressed, you know, families are so stressed around homework right now, that they're starting to get IEPs and 504 plans that are intended for students with learning disabilities or mental health issues that need to be addressed. They're going to those programs now to try to reduce homework, and that's not what they're meant for. And so I think it just speaks to the need in our community for a new conversation and really being intentional around homework. And what we've been seeing in our own family is that, you know, Sophia has a lot of programs that she's in after school. She gets home so late, she's doing homework all night until it's time for bed. She's eating dinner while she's doing homework instead of our family having time together and having family dinners, instead of us being able to play a game as a family in the evening or go for a walk or go to the park. You know, we know that everyone in this mental health crisis is feeling isolated and alone. And so her doing homework alone in her room in the evening instead of being with family and having that time for connection is really counterproductive if we want to make sure that we have healthy, happy kids. And that's what I think is the goal of this bill, and what I think is going to be the important conversation that happens at the local level around this bill. And so we have a ton of wonderful speakers today I want to get to. But first I want to introduce my amazing daughter, Sophia, and brainchild of this bill, to come on up and speak.
My name is Sophia, and I'm in sixth grade. I'm here to support our Healthy Homework Act, AB 2999. I hope it means that our school boards will really look at the impact homework is having on students like my friends and I. I love to read and learn, but when it comes to homework, I absolutely dread it. It causes so much stress and worry and takes up all of my time after school. I don't have time to have dinner with my mom and family, to play with my little cousin, or just have time to relax and recover from the stress of the day. I have after school programs 4 days a week. That means I don't get home until around 6 p.m. and sometimes later. I usually have about 1.5 hours of homework or more each night. I often eat dinner while I do my homework in my room alone. I hardly have time to connect with my friends and family because I have too much homework and need to shower or get ready for bed as soon as I'm done. Homework causes a lot of stress in my life. I've had a lot of nights where I end up frustrated because I just can't finish. Homework before bedtime, and I'm scared I will be kept in from recess, get in trouble, or that it will hurt my grades. I don't want my teacher to be disappointed in me, so sometimes I stay up very late so I can finish. And it's not just me, I've heard this from all of my friends, even the smartest kid in our class. Homework is exhausting, it's overwhelming, and it's depressing that my whole day, from when I wake up until when I go to bed, is nearly all taken up with schoolwork, with most of my time scheduled for me. It's making me not like school at all. I know the work we do in school is important, but I think things like that support mental and physical health, like connecting with friends, having downtime to recharge, and time to do the things that make me happy, like art and learning languages, are also really important and should also be considered.
Next, I wanted to bring Rohan up, who is going to tell his story as well. Do you want to use the thing? You're good? Okay. Everybody's tall. Big kids. Here, we're going to do that to keep it under control.
Hi, my name is Rohan Jagadishan, and I'm 12 years old, and I attend Sutter Middle School in the city of Folsom. I have spent most of my academic years on the countless hours of homework my teachers assigned me. If that was not enough, my parents also make me go to Kumon, which just makes me do more homework for fun. Well, that's no fun for me. I miss out on most of my opportunities to play soccer, have Nerf gun fights, water gun fights, and go in the pool with my friends and family. I would have less anxiety and stress if we had less homework to worry about, and I would sleep more because I worry about it when I try to go to sleep. Studies have shown that the amount of time on homework have really to little no difference if you have done the homework or if not. My friends and I feel like we have less time to do and be creative when you have more homework. This is why we should have homework lessened to make us be more creative and have more time to spend together. Thank you. I am Rohan Jagadishan, and here are some of my friends that support this bill at my school: Aiden Barriero, age 12; Neosha Ramadan, age 11; Solane Dasha, age 12; Max Johnson, age 13; Jackson Peace, age 12; and Faith Matthews, age 14. Thank you, and that's my speech.
So wonderful. On the topic of sleep, which I know is a big issue, I just was speaking with a friend of mine this morning who is very excited about this bill too, as a parent of two. She said that she has her six-year-old last night had gone to bed, and then woke up, came out and told his mom he was worried because they didn't do their 30 minutes of reading. And he's six. We're talking about a kindergartner stressed about homework. That's what we're really trying to address. I'm incredibly grateful to have a joint author on the bill, Josh Lowenthal, Assemblymember Josh Lowenthal, who has been such a strong voice for kids as a father of three and three amazing girls, and who has really been focusing on supporting kids' mental health and students in schools. And so I'm incredibly happy to have his leadership and support on this bill as a joint author, and want to introduce Assemblymember Josh Lowenthal.
Boy, I have some prepared remarks, but before I do, I need to recognize how excited I am for the future when we have future leaders like Sophia and Rohan here sharing their experiences at the Capitol on the microphone in front of the world. You know, we ask stakeholders throughout California to come here and share their experiences with us so that we can enact policy that's good for everybody in this state. And it takes a lot for young people to come and do that. And you did an amazing job, and I've learned so much from both of you. And on that topic, before I say anything, I need to recognize the unbelievable work of Pilar Schiavo. This is an assembly member that the rest of the body learns from on a daily basis. And why? Because she will work with anybody across the aisle, different groups, from any geography, any background whatsoever to get things done. And you heard from her earlier talk about her family's experiences in dealing with homework issues. And that is how she approaches her work, to open up her life's experiences for all of us to be able to learn from and make critical decisions from. So it's a thrill for me, Pilar, to be able to work with you on this. I am very proud to be here today. I'm a proud joint author of AB 2999, and I'm also a proud father of three school-age girls. And I'm a firm believer that our kids should not be losing sleep. They should not be missing family or recreational time or become overly stressed due to unnecessary loads of homework. Keyword there being unnecessary. These are some of the most formative years of our children's lives. And our most important job as parents is to ensure that our kids are healthy, both physically and mentally. AB 299 does not require that LEAs adopt any specific policies. Rather, it just requires that they take key aspects, such as equity and mental health, into consideration when they're forming their homework policies. The LEAs, the school districts, know what is best for their communities. They know the challenges their students face and what it takes to better set all of them up for success in the classroom and beyond. With the passage of AB 2999, California's K through 12 students and their parents will be able to confidently go into the school year knowing what to expect and what is expected of them. Uniformity between teachers, parents, and students will enable the LEAs to properly cater to the unique needs of their community and to keep students engaged in a constructive learning environment. Every district is different in our state. Whether there's a digital divide among students, lengthy school commutes, some have to travel long distances just to go to school, or any other nuanced factor that affects a student's life, the homework policy must reflect these realities to properly serve the community. Through AB 2999, LEAs will use a data-driven approach in creating their policy to not just maximize their students' academic success, but to also improve their overall quality of life. The last thing that we want is for our kids to be burnt out in the eighth grade from tedious and excessive loads of homework. We want our kids to be energized and engaged in all aspects of their lives in the classroom and out. I am extremely grateful for Assemblymember Schiavo for championing this extremely important piece of legislation to improve the lives of all of our state's children. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Assemblymember Lowenthal. And this bill requires, actually, it is a local control at its purest form for local school districts to figure out their own policies that make sense for their communities. And it also requires meaningful input from teachers, from students, from administrators, from parents, to be able to have input on what this policy looks like and what makes sense for their own communities. So speaking of local, I have Mr. Casey Cuny, who is the California Teacher of the Year and from my district, which I am so proud of. And he is the head of the English department at Valencia High School. And he's going to tell you about his work around homework.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. Yes, I'm the 2024 California Teacher of the Year, and I'm also a 21-year English teacher, English department chair at Valencia High School, as well as the instructional coach at Valencia High School as well. And I also teach at National University in the Masters of Education program as well. So now I support this bill because as a teacher and as an instructional coach, I am focused on building best practices. And I think that this bill will give teachers and districts the time and the space to have intentional conversations about what is meaningful homework and have the time to look at the research and to build a policy that I think is will be consistent with the needs of the community, as a previous assembly member discussed. I don't really give a lot of homework, and that has changed. It wasn't always that way. You know, often as teachers, we come into the profession and we teach how we were taught. So I was assigning massive homework just like my teachers did to me. But as I've read the research, I've realized it's ineffective. It dramatically hurts, impacts equity. And so I don't really give a lot of homework. I gave some homework last night, just to be ironic, since I told my students I was coming here. But it was 15 minutes, no more, of really a refinement of something that we did in the classroom. I think there's enough time in the classroom for the learning to take place in the classroom with the professional. And then there is space for meaningful homework to occur, but it doesn't need to be 50 problems or something that's rote or something that could be easily copied through a text message group chat. And I do want to share that my entire department, when we went into distance learning, we really had an awakening on the concept of homework when all of our kids were stuck at home on Zoom all day. And then we had conversations about, do we really want to give them hours of more on their screens in this situation? And we all collectively pretty much cut our homework dramatically. We also extended our late work policies to be forgiving and understanding. And we were the only school in our district to raise our test scores during the pandemic. We actually raised our CASP scores, exceeded and met, by 9.5% over the last 2 years of testing since the pandemic, which is kind of unheard of. But it's because we focused on relationships and we kind of cut homework. So I think the idea that you need homework is just kind of a misnomer. And then I did want to touch really quickly on the equity issue. 4 hours of homework a night. I asked my students the other day, what was the average you were getting between 10th and 11th grade? And they said it was around 3 to 4 hours of homework a night. Now, 3 to 4 hours of homework a night looks very different for one kid who has a parent who's at home and has amazing Wi-Fi, and another kid who has to babysit their brothers and sisters after school, or has to go to a job, or has to take a long bus ride just to get home, or walk to the bus to then take the bus ride to get home. May not even have internet at home. That looks very different. And a child's grade should not be dependent on the resources they have at home to do the homework. I passionately believe that the grade should be dependent on the learning that takes place in the classroom with the professional. So that's why I support this bill, and I'm so grateful that you're giving teachers the time to talk about this, to develop best practices, because I think in the end it will be what's best for kids. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Cuny. So honored that he traveled up from the district today to be here. And finally, I want to introduce Dr. Denise Pope, who is a Stanford professor who is an expert on homework, actually works with school districts around the country to help them address homework, reduce homework, and think critically about homework, what's effective and what's not. And so very happy for her to be here today and share her research and work with us. Thank you.
Thank you. I feel like I need the stool, Sophia, more than you do. As the member said, I am a senior lecturer at Stanford Graduate School of Education and co-founder of a nonprofit called Challenge Success. And we partner with K-12 schools nationwide to improve student well-being, engagement with learning, and belonging. Oh, that's okay. Thanks. Okay. And I'm here to share some data that we've collected. We've collected data on the Challenge Success Stanford Survey of School Experiences on over 300,000 middle and high school students across the United States. And today's data that I'm going to share reflects voices of more than 13,000 California high school students during the 22-23 school year. And it's very reflective of what you've heard already. We believe it's absolutely critical to bring student voices into the conversation. They're the ones that are experiencing it. They're the ones who are going through and doing the work every day. And so I'm very excited to share some of their responses on our survey. 45% of students reported that their overall workload and homework, 45% reported their overall workload and homework as a major source of stress. There's a pull-down list that they can select a lot of things, including college, future plans, relationships, family stress. This is number one overall workload, 45% of students. California has already championed a late start bill. We are excited about that. Some of our research was used for that. They everyone here understands the relationship between sleep and mental health and well-being. And now we ask you to consider the rest of the student's day, right? If you're in school for 7 or 8 hours, the average on our poll of those 13,000 California high school students was 2.5 hours of homework. That's the average. We had kids doing up to 7 hours, some kids doing next to nothing, as you can imagine. But when you're in school 7 to 8 hours a day doing an average of 2.5 hours of homework, plus extracurricular activities, paid work, family commitments, and we know you need 9 hours of sleep every night, there's simply not enough time in the day. 57% of students in our survey reported that homework often or always prevented them from getting enough sleep. We also know that more than half of the students surveyed reported that schoolwork and studying has prevented them from having time for family, friends, and other activities that they enjoy. And this isn't just a frivolous thing. It turns out extensive research will show you that playtime, downtime, and family time are considered protective factors and are fundamental to healthy children. And finally, we're very concerned about the inherent inequities that you heard the Teacher of the Year presented. It turns out that there's about 17% of students who report that they literally can't do their homework at night because they don't have the resources. And in some communities, that goes up to almost 25%, particularly in the economically marginalized communities. So it's absolutely not fair to put this homework out to a kid who doesn't have support, technology, accommodations, or resources. Lack of clear homework policies may unintentionally harm students who are already marginalized. So I'm thrilled that we're going to have this bill, that we're really asking the schools to do what's best for them, but to look at the research, lots of research showing the evidence with very mixed reviews on the efficacy of homework, unless it's done well and unless it takes into consideration well-being and equity issues. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pope. Thanks. Paperweight. You know, one of the things when I first met with Dr. Pope, she said that really impacted me, especially as someone who worked in the labor movement for 20 years, making sure that workers are not losing time in the evenings with family or have downtime on weekends, right? We understand that the 8-hour day has meaning and is important, but yet we're asking students to do actually 3 shifts. They go to school all day, and then they go to after school or after school activities, and then they come home and sit at the table in the evening and work all night on their homework. And we know how important it is to have that playtime and downtime and family time for students' whole being, for their whole mental health, for their physical health. And so that's really, you know, what this bill is getting at. And in a time when we know that we have a student mental health crisis, and homework is often the top 3 stressor in overall in kids' lives, and often number 1, that's something that could be impacted practically overnight. And so we hope that this is gonna have a big impact in kids' lives, help our schools and students and teachers all work smarter, not harder, and bring some joy and some peace and some creativity time to kids who could really use it right now. So thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it, and happy to answer questions as well. Right. And Mr. Cuny, if you want to come up for questions too, and Dr. Pope. You know, what's been interesting to me, like I said, I've been talking to every teacher I encounter, and I just met a retired teacher who, you know, taught for over 30 years. She said by the end of her time teaching, she wasn't giving homework anymore. And she found that when she stopped doing that, she was a 4th grade teacher, that students brought in things that they were interested in. You know, my daughter's really interested in studying languages. And so she would love to spend more time in the evening studying the 4 languages that she's decided to start studying. And, you know, and she's a big artist. It brings her a lot of joy. She would love more time for that, right? And so it leaves time for kids to do the things that are interesting to them, to play sports or whatever it is. In my encounters with teachers, I've been hard-pressed to find someone, a teacher actually, who loves homework. I ran into one recently who, you know, raised concerns about kids learning time management and being on screen time too much. Every other teacher I've met, either they don't offer homework already, or they feel obligated, but they don't really like it. And what has been interesting, and Mr. Cuny can weigh in on this too, is that all of the teachers, when I found out from one teacher that they don't really teach in the credential programs anything about homework. They don't talk about what's effective, what's not, what's too much, you know, what really makes an impact in students' learning. And we're learning a lot now about the, you know, the learning loss that happened during COVID, and a lot of how you make that up is actually in-person, in-class learning and not extra homework in the evening. And so, you know, teachers, as Mr. Cuny said, did what he experienced growing up, right? Or they did what their mentor teacher did, or what their co-teachers do, or what's just at the back of the manual that they're teaching from that says assign this homework. And so I think that's why we think it's so important to have an intentional conversation around it, because it is a little bit all over the place right now. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of research, important research that needs to be considered in this, and best practices around homework that need to be a part of the discussion and a part of the policies that we have in our schools. And I don't know if you want to add anything on that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think, all the research bears out that when you enter the profession, you teach how you were taught. You know, you're kind of indoctrinated in the system. So you suddenly show up and you have that English or history teacher in your mind who inspired you, and you start just kind of doing how they did it. The other thing to emphasize, I want to majorly emphasize that teachers are amazing. I mean, teachers are amazing and they care. And if they're giving 3 hours homework a night, it's typically because they think it's what they're supposed to be doing and they think it's helping the kids. When those teachers usually see the research, they change because they're incredibly smart and they care about the kids. But oftentimes, you know, teachers don't have time to be looking at the research. I mean, I work two jobs. Every teacher I know pretty much works two jobs, and we're grading at night and we're doing stuff. And so I don't really have as much time to go dive into the EBSCO research database and so forth. And so I think that's why I like this bill, because I think this bill will create the room to have these conversations. And so right now you have a teacher seeing something on Instagram from Edutopia and says, oh, wow, research is saying that it's not great. This will allow teachers to get together and actually learn this together, which I think is going to be really powerful. Was there anything else? Any other questions about the teacher perspective?
Yeah. Dr. Cole.
So I do have the time to dig into the research. And one of the things that we do at Challenge Success is we translate the research into bits and pieces so practitioners and busy people can understand it and they don't have to do that. We actually have a literature review on our website at challengesuccess.org called Quality Over Quantity. We looked at hundreds of homework research articles, peer-reviewed articles, and meta-reviews, which review other big chunks of homework, and we've translated that and interpreted that and given you all of the research you need to show that it's, one, very difficult to do good research on homework because you don't know who's actually doing the homework when you send it home. And it's very good to test sort of achievement from homework because you don't know how to tease that out with some of that learned beforehand, with some of that learned in school. But really importantly, a lot of people fall into the trap of quantity, and it turns out that quantity is not the factor here. It's the quality of the homework. And students have to be engaged to do it. Otherwise, they're copying or cheating or not doing it at all, and it's not going to actually serve its purpose. And it has to be purposeful. They have to understand what it is doing. So what the best studies will say that homework has to meet high engagement standards. It has to be developmentally appropriate. Sending it home to a kindergarten who doesn't read yet is actually involving a parent. There's more equity issues there, or a caregiver, right? And it also has to be done for certain purposes. Extension of learning, practice, but it's a careful kind of practice. If one kid has 10 minutes of math homework and finishes it all in 10 minutes, and another kid can't even do the first problem and it's taking him over an hour, right? That's not a good assignment for either kid. So just sending home things for practice without actually deliberate practice, which is the term, you need help in practice. You need feedback in practice. You don't want people just doing things over and over again the wrong way. So preparation for class. I was an English teacher. It doesn't make sense to read the whole book out loud in class, but really how much reading can be required at what age, extension and practice, but careful kinds of practice. Most important is engagement and the quality of the work.
That's where it came from for me, is really, you know, because we have a mental health crisis for our students in schools, that we know that things that create stress, that create disconnection, are going to negatively impact that. And we have an opportunity to have a conversation about changing that when it comes to homework. And that's what this bill is really about. It would go into effect in 2027, the school year of 2027, so the middle of 2027. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, I think that's it. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here.